From NPR News, it's Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. Iraq's monthly death toll fell in January to its lowest since the U.S.-led invasion began. Still, more than 4,200 U.S. soldiers have died there. One of them was Private First Class Jonathan Roberge. He was 22 years old when he was killed last week in Mosul. Before enlisting, the Leominster, Massachusetts native worked as a mechanic at a local Ford dealership. Many of the men he worked with are military veterans. From member station WBUR in Boston, Meghna Chakrabarty has more.
To the guys in the service shop at Jarvis Ford, Jonathan Roberge was simply Johnny.
Great smile, big, big smile. Johnny had a big smile.
Mike Willette was Roberge's manager.
I know when he told us all he was thinking about going into service, we're all concerned, but it's something he really wanted to do, and he was looking forward to it.
Willette says he understood. His own son served in Afghanistan. In fact, of the dozen guys in the shop, half are former enlisted men from every branch of the military. And they're close, like family. Roberge impressed every one of them.
Ken was proud to serve his country, and I'm glad he did.
Mark Tebow says Roberge would be up to his elbows in engine parts when they'd talk about Tebow's time in the Marines.
You know, I told him it had its ups and its downs, you know, and it's a scary time right now. But that didn't bother him.
Roberge was a quick learner. For his high school senior project, he built a replica V8 engine for a 69 Chevy Camaro. Lou Cummings says he wasn't surprised when a young man that capable and restless decided to join the Army.
He loved basic training. He loved his extra training. He loved being in the Army. He loved driving the tanks. Just was having a good time.
Roberge enlisted in January 2008. His first deployment was last December to Mosul. And there last week, he was on patrol driving a Humvee when a suicide car bomber detonated on the road beside him.
It was very devastating to hear that. I mean, you know, so young.
Dave Coolin helped Roberge get the job at the dealership. Coolin says back in November, when Roberge was on leave, he remembers how his friend had walked into the garage, wearing his uniform, filled with passion and purpose.
Whatever void there was, it was complete. He was just so enthused about it. And I was actually happy for him, you know, until, you know, now. I mean, if I knew now, what I, you know, I would never have suggested it, but...
Which is why, along with the pride, there's a heavy sadness at the Jarvis dealership. Mechanic Javier Navis comes as close as anyone to saying why.
All of our kids is going for nothing. We're not fixing nothing. And it's hard. And that kid was a very lovely guy. It's hard to tell.
And that's the hardest part, Navis says. Because when Johnny died, they didn't just lose a member of the family. Navis says they lost the potential Private First Class Jonathan Roberge was discovering within himself. For NPR News, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.